Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up?
Today is hump day.
We're
in charge of getting you over the hump, but we're not alone over here in this process. We got our people out there in L.A., Heidi and Frank. How y'all feeling?
My humps.
Happy hump day.
My humps.
Hey. My lovely lady humps.
Say what?
Your humps.
All right, so here's what we got cooking up for y'all today. Justin Theroux may have left Jennifer Aniston, but Brad Pitt may have left something for Jennifer Aniston as well.
Oh. HPV.
HPV?
I don't know.
Ask your doctor. Will Smith has a very special message for all his fans. But Heidi, what's going on with you?
Well, I've got a
smasher.
This is a good one. Oh, it's a good one.
Oh, so, hurry up.
All right. So there have been rumors swirling for months that Cara Delevingne and Paris Jackson are a couple. Now, they were spotted together back in November at a nightclub, so that's when rumors kind of started, and now they were spotted in London going and coming from a concert, and they're holding hands.
Oh. Well, Cara Delevingne's been known to dip her toe into the pink pool every now and
the
then.
The lady pond, sure.
The pink pool. That is the first time I heard that one.
I like it. I'm ready to
go. I just hold my breath and dive in. I don't dip my toe.
How do you got a snorkel and flippers?
Now, here's the thing with this picture. We can get all excited about it, but also, as you girls know, girls who are not together still hold hands walking to and from a place. So as much as I want to get excited about it, I don't know that it's for
real. But we may not hold hands with Cara Delevingne. But if you hold her hands, you go with her.
Well, moving on, following the horrific high school shooting in Parkland, Florida last week, a group of teens who survived the attack are sick and tired of shootings like this happening in our country and are determined to do something about it.
Okay. What they gonna do?
They organized the March for Our Lives rally in D.C. Mm-hmm. and in cities around the country, and now some Hollywood heavy hitters have come through to help out.
Awesome. Really?
George and Amal Clooney kicked things off, issuing a statement saying, "Our family will be there on March 24th to stand side by side with this incredible generation of young people from all over the country. And in the name of our children, Ella and Alexander, we're donating $500,000 to help pay for this groundbreaking event. Our children's lives depend on it."
Amazing.
Well, then Oprah was like, "George and Amal, I couldn't agree with you more. I am joining forces with you and will match your $500,000 donation to March for Our Lives. These inspiring young people remind me of the Freedom Riders of the 60s who also said we've had enough and our voices will be heard."
I do feel like there's a revolution going on. I do feel like this generation coming up, there's a revolution.
Well, it goes even deeper than that, you guys. That prompted Steven Spielberg and wife Kate Capshaw to throw in another $500,000. Then film exec Jeffrey Katzenberg added another $500,000.
That's amazing. I hope everybody just keeps on giving to this cause. That's good.
Yes, it is.
Well, moving on, if you don't follow Will Smith on Instagram, you should, because he is absolutely killing it. Now, he's only been on the gram a little over 2 months, and guess how many followers he has now?
How many?
10 million.
In 2 months?
Yes, 10 million in 2 months. So he put together this thank you for his fans, and it is pretty freaking epic.
Oh, my.
"I started on social media 67 days ago. I've avoided it for most of my career because in the past, to be a movie star, you needed mystery and separation. Launched on Ellen December 14th. She has 50 million followers. She taught me about selfies, ducky lips, and how to hold a little white baby. My first official post was to Justin Timberlake. He was kind of nice to shout me out for joining the gram. I showed him my nipple. Probably should have shaved it first. Met a couple guys. Big fans. Too big. Took the family away for the holidays. Jada really likes Christmas. I kind of hate it. She makes us wear these ugly ass sweaters. Took a sleigh ride. Sang Christmas carols.
Twins are twerking.
Nobody knows the words of that song. Took a trip down under, fed a crocodile, adopted a wombat, scuba dove the Great Barrier Reef, took multiple blows to my genitalia, bought a new camera I didn't need, almost hurt myself. Did a Rubik's Cube, jury duty, fanned your flames. Eagles won the Super Bowl. Eagles won the Super Bowl. Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Billy's in the building.
To congratulate Jaden, I colored my hair. doesn't come out. Moonwalk was hot, though. Sang La Bamba, got the words wrong, got trolled. Sang it again. Got the words almost right. Shouted out Run DMC, Jay-Z, B. Choked out Jeff. Hit 10 million followers on the gram.
Why is Will Smith the greatest at everything?
At everything.
I love it.
It takes a superstar like him to show us that we've been doing some basic-ass Instagramming. Like, I've got to really step it up.
I'm going to follow him right now. I don't think I am. Maybe I'm going to follow him right now. It's ridiculous. I have to.
Well, you got us. All right, here we are. Will Smith. All right, Atlanta. Well, we're going to say bye for now. And coming up a little later in the show, Ashton Kutcher is opening up about how he got over Demi Moore after their divorce. And it is ridiculous. So we're going to tell you that in a little bit. Bye for now, Atlanta.
See you. Bye, you guys.
Well, up next, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux announced their split last week after a little over 2 years of marriage, and we still don't know the real reason, but of course, there are a lot of reports out there.
What they saying?
Some say it came down to Justin wanting to live in New York and Jen wanting to live in L.A., and then some say they just spent too much time apart, so therefore they fell apart. But now, according to Us Weekly, Justin's insecurity may have been a major factor in the split.
That makes more sense, because that whole distance thing, that sounds like a cop-out.
According to their source, early on in the marriage, Justin found old Post-it notes that Jen's ex-husband, Brad Pitt, had written for her.
Oh.
Why do you hate it?
I know. Maybe they're not dated, and so maybe he thought they were recent.
That insecure ain't gonna fly, okay? Oh. Anyway, with simple notes like, you look nice tonight, or miss you already, which clearly Jen had saved. And despite assuring Justin they weren't a big deal, he didn't like it. And moments of insecurity like that plagued their relationship.
Well, he should have been insecure then. Because you're doing something like that, I mean, you need to throw all that away.
I got to go with Gary on this one. Throw them away.
Yeah. So, Portia, what you're trying to tell us is you throw away everything once your relationship is done. You don't keep nothing from your exes.
Done. The other day, my sister was like, where's your wedding book? Gone, bitch. I don't know where it is. It's gone. I left all of that stuff. I'm done with you, I'm done.
But what if you didn't have a split and y'all still, y'all didn't hurt each other or whatever?
The only thing I'm going to hold on to is some jewelry, okay? Anything else.
So materialistic.
Bitter, bitch. That's why she ain't saving.
Sentimental value to me.
She's bitter.
Letters should have a sentimental value to you.
I don't care about his sweet words no more. Diamonds last forever.
That's true, but it was once a part of your life.
Diamond lasts forever.
I'm going to keep that.
Shut up over here sounding like the Lion King.
All right, well, moving on. There's no doubt that the Beckham kids have lots of talent in their gene pool because their dad is David and their mom is Victoria, right?
Yeah, yes. Unfair advantage.
Well, judging by this adorable video Victoria shared of bath time at the Beckham household, Victoria isn't the only singer in the family.
Oh, really?
Precious. That's got to be Victoria's ringtone. I mean, my God, that is so beautiful.
We could have saw them sing.
You don't believe it was really them?
So they lip singing here.
Nah, they could be lip singing.
That was really Blue Ivy in the tub singing on behalf of the Beckham kids.
They need auto-tune.
They need auto-tune.
I can't. Yeah. Okay, Wendwood.
Right.
Okay, now.
All right, y'all, it's time to get serious. Have you gotten your dish gear yet? Why not? We got all types of great stuff in there. Bags, T-shirts, mugs, hats. Even hats for when you're having a bad hair day. Show them yours.
I'm having a good hair day.
So stop stalling right now and head over to dishnation.com/dishgear.
It says bad weave day. Oh, that's genius.
Are you just looking at that?
I am.
It's been sitting there for 20 minutes.
Hell, I didn't realize it was dish.
And that's how you sell product.
Oh.
Well, coming up, 5 comic legends plus Dwayne Wade and Usher all go to dinner. But who picks up the check? We'll let you know after the break. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
It's time for
It's the Damn Dude.
Now, Chris Rock, you went on Instagram the other day and posted photos of a dinner the other night at Mastro's in Beverly Hills. And I know everybody in this room would have loved to be a fly on the wall in that place.
Who was there?
If there was a comedy version of the Justice League hanging out eating, this was it.
Yes.
It was Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Chris Tucker, Kevin Hart, Dwayne Wade, and Usher. And it was captioned, dinner last night, as usual, Eddie was the funniest. We were all trying to figure out how to get in Black Panther 2.
Oh, my God.
So now who paid for this dinner, though?
It definitely would have been Eddie Murphy.
You would think, right? Well, Kevin Hart says he usually does the same old let me get this until somebody else jumps in routine, and then someone ends up paying the bill, and that person was Chris Rock, and he let him because Chris never pays for anything.
Okay.
See, rich people problems, honey. Because when the check come to a regular table, be like, well, I had this.
Girl, I had that.
Everybody's going Dutch.
Before she even asked, it's separate.
Right. I hate that.
All right, so theoretically, if we all went for dinner, who would offer to pay the check and who would actually pay the check?
I can answer it. Gary would slightly offer in gesture by acting like he reached for a wallet and it never appeared.
I don't even think he would go through that much trouble.
or something like that. Okay, then I would offer to pay, but I think that Brad would probably end up paying it.
And that is so correct.
Yeah.
Like it's a diss. That's actually a good thing. Like,
no, it's really good. It's really a good thing.
It's hard to pay for things when Brat's around.
I would totally cover it. Like, I love y'all.
And it's hard for me to accept it, but she helps. She makes me comfortable. I'd be like, thank you.
Have
some Hennessy, Portia. How about some XO Hennessy?
Yes. All right, guys. Ooh. It's time for...
Nailed it!
All right, it's only been 2 weeks since Kylie has had her little baby with Travis Scott. The little daughter's name is Stormy, and she is already a branding genius, honey.
Of course.
Yeah, she's a beauty influencer. So a Russian nail art group, Nail Sunny, has created the Kylie and Stormy nail, which was inspired by the baby announcement photo that Kylie posted on her Instagram.
No.
That's creepy.
That's ridiculous,
is very ridiculous.
And I think they got it wrong, y'all. Them look like E.T. fingers over a finger.
It just looks nasty. Like, why I got to bust out the thing like that? Mm. Like, it's like some nasty. It's busting out of something gross.
Would it be passable as a toenail?
No.
Or would that be worse?
And then the fact
that
she painted...
What shoe is that going to fit in?
So what toe sandals? You know how I got stuck in the beach.
Hell no.
Gross.
All right, y'all. Today for Black History Month, we're shining a light on the first African-American congresswoman, Miss Shirley Anita Chisholm. Now, in 1968, after a career in child education and welfare, at the age of 44, Ms. Chisholm was elected the first African-American congresswoman in the U.S. history, representing New York's 12th congressional district.
Wow. Right now.
Yes, honey. And 4 years later, in 1972, Ms. Chisholm became the first major party black candidate to make a bid for the U.S. presidency.
Right
and
now.
Baby, let me tell y'all, honey, she had that legendary campaign slogan, unbought and unbossed.
You better go. Yeah, you better title that thing, Miss Chisholm, honey.
Yes, she did, honey.
Like, one of my favorite Biz Markie lyrics ever was, Reagan was the pres, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. That's how I even knew
who
she was. Yep. Shout out to Biz Markie.
Shout out to Biz.
Throughout her political career, Miss Chisholm fought for education opportunities and social justice and represented New York State in the U.S. House of Representatives for 7 terms until she left politics back in 1983 to teach.
Ms. Chisholm always maintained that she had faced much more discrimination being a woman than being black. And she said, I want history to remember me, not as the first black woman to have made a bid for the presidency of the United States, but as a black woman who lived in the 20th century and who dared to be herself. I want to be remembered as a catalyst for change in America.
Okay,
yes, Ms. Chisholm.
That's right.
Yes.
Ms. Chisholm, you're an American hero. We love you.
Thank you. Rest
in paradise.
That's right, Gary. Coming up, Ashton Kutcher says he didn't eat for a week after his breakup with this Hollywood star. We'll tell you who after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. At a London photo call for the March premiere of Red Sparrow, that's that movie that Jennifer Lawrence is going to be in, fully nude. I think we talked about that. Well, she was seen photographed with her castmates along with the film's director. Now, again, they're in London. It's cold. They're all bundled up. And here she is in a plunging neckline black Versace dress. And, I know. She looks absolutely stunning. There's nobody arguing that. But it was 45 degrees. And people are going crazy.
Why? What's the problem?
Because they're saying that, once again, it's sexism. Like, the guys are all bundled up, but the lady, no, you can't be bundled up. You've got to have something sexy
on. If you would listen to what we do on Dish Nation, she's been naked that entire film. This is a lot of clothes for her. I mean,
she is bundled up.
Yeah. She's like, this?
A lot of people are saying it's depressing.
Here's the thing. I think if any woman who would put on that dress and make that dress look that fantastic, you wouldn't want to put a trench coat over it.
Well, you know what? You're right. And so Jennifer Lawrence went at the critics. She went on Facebook and wrote, quote, "This is not only utterly ridiculous, I am extremely offended. That Versace dress was fabulous. You think I'm going to cover that gorgeous dress up with a coat and a scarf? See? I was outside for 5 minutes. This is sexist. This is ridiculous. This is not feminism."
She's a strong woman. She can do what she wants. No one tells Jennifer Lawrence what to do.
I'm just trying to think if I was in this situation and I was being photographed.
Put a coat on, Heidi. Put a scarf on.
Two parkas.
Turn the lights out.
A ski mask.
Can we do this in a dark room? Well, it's been about 5 years since Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore got divorced. Mm-hmm. And he recently revealed how he dealt with the split on his buddy Dax Shepard's new podcast. He said, "Right after I got divorced, I went to the mountains for a week by myself. I took all my computers away, my phone, my everything. I just had a notepad and a pen and water and tea for a week. I started to hallucinate on day two, which was fantastic. It was pretty wonderful."
Day two? You're hallucinating day... Somebody's being a little dramatic. "Oh, I've only had water and tea and a notebook and a pen."
Think about it. You take your phone away. You take your computer away. You would probably freak out since your mind is wired in such a way.
Yeah.
Where you would probably be like, "I'm freaking out."
But you know
day
what
two.
I would say? I would say, "Dude, where's my phone?" It's day two.
Ashton also said he practiced Tai Chi.
Ugh.
Even though he's had no training. He said, "I was doing Tai Chi with my own energy. I was just doing what came to me."
You've seen those guys at the park, right? Where they're just all by themselves and they're just and you're like, oh.
That's what Tai Chi is, Ashton. It's look dumb at the park without one lesson.
Yeah, you're just moving your body around and pointing just.
You're holding a ball of energy, Heidi.
A ball of energy.
Yeah, and then you gotta move it to, you know, this side. And
is it a rubber ball? Can I bounce it?
Okay. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe not bounce it.
I'm shooting my chi. 2 points.
Yeah, when I shoot my chi, I usually have to fall asleep right away. I pass out. And I taught that to myself, not one lesson.
Don't do it in the park, though.
Yeah, if you do it in the park, you'll probably be arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay tuned. There's still more Dish Nation coming up.
Well, guys, Olivia Munn is proving that makeup really does work wonders.
Oh.
Yeah, as if we already didn't know that.
Right.
Yeah.
While getting glammed up for the runway to red carpet luncheon, Olivia posted a video of her makeup artist drawing on her lips. Yeah.
Good lips.
She does have really nice lips, but when fans actually saw what she looked like on the red carpet and saw the full product, they started questioning whether or not she had got fillers.
Ah, that Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a good makeup artist, and without it smearing or anything?
Very good.
No. It doesn't smear. Like, most white people with a lesser lip, they like to get the line drawn outside their lip to make the lip look plumper and bigger.
Yeah, but don't try it at home, because it will smear.
Yeah, it needs to be a real makeup artist.
Yes,
don't try this
honey.
At home.
I have tried to overline with the red and look like I was sad when I got to where I was going. Well, of course, Olivia keeps it real, and she laid those rumors to rest, honey, when she posted another photo writing, "Airplane glam, bye-bye luscious lips."
Can makeup artists do things for men and other body parts and make things look what they're not? Or
yes.
They can?
Gary, what would you like to have done while you asking?
Well, I just was curious.
Is anything you want to change? Because we get to change it every morning.
Okay.
Honey,
yeah.
I get to go from raccoon to baboon. Okay. Honey, I transform
yes,
every morning,
honey.
And I love
yes,
it.
Yes.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.